There is nothing that is not Krishna and personal. Like sometimes people misunderstand the Brahman and Brahma Jyoti. It's only appears to be impersonal from a distance. Saying, as you look with greater scrutiny and close up, then you see that everything is personal. Sometimes when Guru Maharaj would push this to an extreme degree, Yajavar Maharaj would become a little flustered. And you're like, you mean this table is a person? Guru Maharaj, yes. Because he's saying, if it's an object is a cluster of subjective concepts floating in consciousness, then ultimately this is floating in consciousness, and consciousness can never ultimately be divorced of personality. See, that's why rishis address the inanimate in personal ways. What appears to be inanimate. So the ocean, the river, Jamuna, Jala Brahma, spiritual water, Daru Brahma, spiritual woods, Shabda Brahma, spiritual sounds. Guru Maharaj said one of the flaws of Islam, said they can understand the sound divine, but not the form divine. And the name of God is not sound, divine sound, but why not divine form? You can rightfully say, decry, or your own part. I'm not qualified. That is all okay. But don't say he's unqualified. Never say that. He's unqualified. We're unqualified. Correct. He's never unqualified. Nirguna doesn't mean he's unqualified. So, apanipado javanagrihita. He has no hands or legs, but he can receive offerings. And follow, be Sakshi Gopal. How? It's divine form. Divya Rupam.